Certains évacués de Yellowknife trouvent refuge à Lac-la-Biche. Alors que les feux de forêt continuent à ravager les territoires du Nord-Ouest, le comté de Lac-la-Biche, en collaboration avec les motels, hôtels, restaurants et épiceries du coin, offre aux évacués un endroit où rester pendant la crise. 38 réfugiés étaient enregistrés ce lundi 21 août, mais John Cocotillo, responsable des services de protection de Lac-la-Biche, en attend davantage.
We have our very capable ESS department, which consists of our FCSS from the county, looking after this reception center. We have welcoming bags. We have a registration set up. We are going to be issuing food vouchers.
Les évacués sont accueillis dans les hôtels et les motels de la région, mais M. Cocotillo assure que de plus grands espaces sont disponibles aux besoins. Selon les informations fournies par les pompiers de Lac-la-Biche présents dans les territoires du Nord-Ouest, M. Cocotillo est certain que les réfugiés ne pourront pas retourner chez eux avant quelques semaines.
We currently also have some of our firefighters up in Northwest Territories with our SPU, which is called a Structure Protection Unit, to protect homes. And we're, from information gained from there, looking at least another 1, 2 to 3 weeks.
En travaillant avec les épiceries et les restaurants pour nourrir tous ces gens, le comté a tout ce dont il a besoin pour s'occuper d'eux. Les dons ne sont pas acceptés par le comté en ce moment.
They would probably have to go online and Google Northwest Territories wildfire. And possibly that would be where they could maybe make contributions. As for us, within our reception center in Lac-la-Biche, we're not currently accepting any donations. We are operating very, very well, and we don't need that at the time. So if they want to help, that's where I would look for.
Les territoires du Nord-Ouest ont eu dame nature de leur côté dans les derniers jours, avec des averses donnant espoir aux évacués. Monsieur Cocotillo avoue que la situation pourrait changer à tout moment.
Right now, fire conditions are supposed to increase from what I've heard last. They've had some clear weather. They've had a little bit of moisture, which has helped. But all of the crews right now are implementing fire guards. They're using the sprinkler trailers to, and it's a little bit of a waiting game now, because things can change drastically or things can go to the positive. So it's just a waiting game. So
la situation est l'occasion parfaite pour les provinces et les différents services d'incendie de travailler en collaboration. Monsieur Cocotillo envoie lui-même trois de ses pompiers en rotation chaque semaine.
Well, we had three firefighters here last week, and currently we have two, and we're trying to rotate them on a weekly basis. So we may send 2 to 4 more out to relieve the two that are there right now. And crews are working, for example, with the Lac-la-Biche crews, SPU crew, other firefighters from other departments such as Clearwater are also joining in to help them. So it's a collaboration, different departments working together to get this done.
Il termine en rappelant que la nature joue un grand rôle dans ces feux de forêt dévastateurs. Il espère évidemment de la pluie pour les territoires, mais également pour l'Alberta.
Well, I just hope that Mother Nature helps us and blesses us with some moisture up there and keeps us in our province a little bit soaked too, so we don't experience this. The wildfire season has been unprecedented this year, as everybody knows, across Canada. And, you know, we can only look also now at Kelowna, for example, in British Columbia. And people have to be very, very careful, but, you know, Mother Nature is going to take care of these large fires.
Camille Dany, Boreal FM, pour l'initiative de journalisme local.